Sips. Help me tips and sips time. It's sparkling juice and time with the other help meets. What more can you ask for? A little sparkling juice, a little help meet time. That's amazing. That's amazing when you think about it, really, when you think about it. Well, I'm Yvette Benton and I have a tip for you. I have a tip for you. Our website is GeraldandYvette.com because we're Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Thanks for being with me. All right. So when you come on, what do you say? We're still declaring. We are a helpmeet that is suitable. I didn't even give the tip and I've had like 3 or 4 sips. My goodness. All right. So we are preparing. I know a lot of you are already signed up, which I'm thrilled about because we're going to really hit some big topics this week. We needed to do some serious teaching. Holy Spirit was like, you know what? I'm hearing too many complaints in prayer. Yikes. I'm hearing too many complaints in prayer and my word tells people what to do. So I'm speaking through my word. This is the Holy Spirit talking to me. I'm speaking through my word. I'm giving answers. And sometimes we're missing it. That's what was happening to me when I really had to truly mature in Christ. I was realizing God was giving me an answer to my prayer. But what was happening was I didn't truly understand the scripture, so I was missing his instructions. So I was thinking he was ignoring me. I was thinking he wasn't answering my prayer. I was thinking he was leaving me out, leaving me in the dark. I'm just talking about me. I was getting a little upset. I was getting a little weary, and I was having trouble. But once I really started understanding certain things, my role as a helpmeet, it didn't get easier, but I could understand it and walk it out because it's going to be hard. It was hard. It was hard. A role for a priest, prophet, and king, a role for a helpmeet. They're all hard. Marriage works if you work it, but faith without works is dead. Do you have your book? Do you have your workbook? Get your stuff together now. We have to have our tools. We got to be ready. You can get the book and the workbook on Amazon, or you can get it on our website, but get it. Get what you need. Get what you need, especially if you're struggling. You need tools. You need resources. You need information. Need all you can get. All right. What is a sanctified wife sanctifies the husband. So I knew that that was going to be good for us to kind of lead in. We're trying to get it. We're trying to make sure that we're prepared. We're going to dig deep into the word of God because the word of God is what's going to get us through. The word of God is what's going to give us our strength. So our tip for today really is you can gain the victory by being sanctified. Be sanctified and gain the victory. Now, here's our tip. It says, often a spouse is holding on through things. Often a spouse, it takes one. Hashtag, it takes one. That's all week long. I'm going to be saying it. It only takes one. We say it in the world that it takes two to make it work. And if both parties don't want, who told you that? Because it doesn't line up with the word. All right. Often a spouse is holding on. Often one spouse is holding on through things like adultery, addictions, or a lack of commitment. Or a lack of commitment, a lack of connection. Often there's one spouse just holding on. Mm-hmm. Often a spouse is holding on. The book says, I can wholeheartedly, this is me talking, I can wholeheartedly relate to the fact that it can be challenging. It can be challenging to be that one, but it's not impossible. It can be challenging. Notice the difference in the words, not impossible. It says, yet, according to Romans 8 and 37, so that's the word of God. So in my book, when I tell you, you can't get too far without seeing scripture, because the stuff that's in here, when we're talking about being sanctified, we've got to know that the word of God is backing us up, because this stuff is hard. This stuff is hard. So it says, I can wholeheartedly relate to the fact that it can be challenging. But this is what it says in Romans 8 and 37. Scripture, the Amplified Version. It says, yet in these things we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through him who loves us. Wait, I'm not done with that scripture, but that part was so good. Yet in these things, meaning what are these things? These things could be adultery. These things could be addiction. These things could be words that were spoken in the past. It could be problems in your relationship. It could be a blended family. But these things, it says, yet in these things, those challenging things, those difficult things. I want to take a sip, but the word is too good. Yet in these things, we are more than conquerors. That's not the first time the Bible talks about being more than a conqueror, but this is a different scripture. It says, yet in these things, we are more than conquerors. And so first you're more than a conqueror. And then it says, and. Hey. Romans 8 and 37. I apologize if I said it wrong. Take a sip because the word is good. That's sparkling grape juice right there. That's sparkling white grape. Yet in these things, we are more than conquerors and we gain an overwhelming victory through him. We are more than conquerors and we gain, even though stuff is challenging, even though you might be that one, you are more than a conqueror and you gain an overwhelming victory through him who loved us. So much so that he dies for us, that he died for us, that he died for us. That sounds like someone gave up something for me to have the overwhelming victory. Jesus gave up his life so I could have the overwhelming victory. So therefore, the word is going to ask somebody to be sanctified so that there can be an overwhelming victory. Ooh! That's Romans 8 and 38 in the Amplified Version. It says, you gain an overwhelming victory through him who loved you, who died for you. So much, he loved you so much, he died for you. So we have to understand when you're sanctified, you might have to die to your flesh. Go ahead, sparkling grape. Talk to us, sparkling grape. That sparkling grape juice had to give me some time to really realize God is asking us to be sanctified, just like he asked his son to die for us. I'm just going to go back to the word because sometimes you got to sip. Sometimes you got to go back to the word. Come on. It says, yet in these things, we are more than conquerors and we gain an overwhelming victory. So what is the overwhelming victory? Your spouse is saved. Your marriage is saved. Your destiny is intact. Your children's parents are back together. What's the overwhelming victory? That God's perfect will is happening in your life. Hey, yet in these things, we are more than conquerors and we gain an overwhelming victory through him who loved us. He loved us so much so that he died for us. Romans 8 and 37. What is the tip? What is the tip? I have to understand to be sanctified, I might have to die to some things. But Jesus already did it and showed us what love really is. Because he died for us. He's showing us what love really is. If I want the victory, if I want to declare I'm an overcomer, more than a conqueror, I want to gain the victory. I got to realize I can hold on to Jesus and be that one. I can be the one that's sanctified. I can be the one that's sanctified. I can be the one. No, not I can be. I am the one. I'm going to stand on that. I'm the one. That's your declaration. I am the one. And if you have two, even better. If you have two, even better. But you can do it with one. You can and you will. I want to be sanctified. And through the word, I am sanctified. I am that one. Even though it's challenging. In these things, we're more than conquerors. We gain an overwhelming victory because we're doing it through Christ. God's not asking you to be sanctified on your own. He's asking you to do it through Christ. He died for you to show you his love. So you can be sanctified to show God that you can be the one in the marriage. I am that one that is sanctified. I am that one that'll die to my flesh so God's perfect will can happen. Do you have to do it? No. But some of us, God has already made it clear that this is what he wants. He's made it clear that this is what he wants. And if that's the case, we're going to come together. We're going to make ourselves stronger through the word of God. We're all going to be stronger through the word of God. So that's where we are in page 66 and 67. Do you have your journal? Do you have your journal? Get your journal. Make sure you're writing in your journal. Let me show you. Let me get a good clean page. It's got the date. It's got your page. It's got the tip. I am the one. I'm sanctified. It'll let you write down your scripture, Romans 8 and 37. Make sure that you reflect. You can't just do this once and be sanctified. You cannot just do this once and be suitable. This is something you have to read. You have to understand. You got to put it in your heart. You got to study to show yourself approved. You got to get your resources. You got to get stronger. You got to die to yourself if you want to be suitable. If you want to be sanctified, come on, Jesus. If you want to be suitable, you got to be sanctified. You got to be sanctified. And you are that one. So put that in your journal. Make sure you're going back and reflecting. This is a way to study to show yourself approved. This is the way. I want the victory, so I'm going to be sanctified. I can do it. I can gain the victory, even though other people might not believe it. Even though in the past, I can tell you for myself, at first, I didn't believe it could happen. At first, I didn't believe I could do it by myself because I wasn't alone. I may not have had my husband at first, but I had God. I had Holy Spirit. I had Jesus with me, so I wasn't alone. The enemy made me feel like I was alone, but no, I wasn't. And good question, how do you know when you're sanctified? The Word of God is going to tell you what is sanctified. The Word of God is going to show us how to be sanctified, how to be set apart, how to be holy, how not to give up on the Word, how to understand how to walk in the will of God, how to walk in the Word of God. Are you giving up? Are you giving up on what God is saying? Are you able to hear His voice? Are you able to cut out the stranger's voice? Are you able to pull down a stronghold? Is your spouse sanctified? Because a sanctified wife can sanctify a husband, and a sanctified husband can sanctify a wife. So we're going to hold ourselves accountable. If God says it's possible, then it's possible. If the Word says it's possible, then it's possible. So I'm just saying, Holy Spirit was hard on me. If He's not sanctified, let's get you together. If He's not sanctified, then Yvette, let's get you sanctified. I could look at my spouse and realize I had work to do. It wasn't my fault. And yes, he had choice. Of course he had a choice, but so did I. And God said, I wanted to use you as a vessel. I had a choice, and I chose Jesus. I didn't choose Gerald. I chose Jesus. Having Gerald was just manifestation of choosing Jesus. Come on. I wasn't doing this for the marriage. I was doing it because God said so. If you're doing it for the marriage, you're probably not sanctified. Because I'm telling you, you're holding on just for your marriage. One wrong word, one wrong action will make you give that up. But you can't just walk away from what God is saying. You can't just walk away from what God asked you to do as long as you are sanctified. So, we're going to dig into the Word, choose Jesus. We're going to dig into the Word, choose God's will. We're going to dig into the Word of God. When I tell you, you are going to be given scripture after scripture, because that's what it takes. Scripture after scripture. Yes. Seeking first the kingdom. Seeking first the kingdom. And there will be several more scriptures I'm not going to give you everything, because you got to study to show yourself approved. But this is going to be a great start for you. I'm a retired educator, so I'm going to download you with some information so that you can study to show yourself approved. Don't forget Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're coming together. Help meets. Come together and come into agreement with me. I'm going to be praying for the kings. I'm going to be praying for the kings, and I need your agreement. So 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're covering those kings. We're covering our priests, prophets, and kings, our PPKs. So wake up early with me. If you're looking for a mentor, I have a help meet army. Whoo! I'm teaching spiritual warfare. Some of you are in a battle and you don't have the weapons you need. I know I was. And I grew up in the church. At the time, I was a pastor. But I didn't understand spiritual warfare, and I had to learn, and really learn. Because the devil was trying to kill me and my husband, and along with it, my family, my destiny, my purpose, and my marriage. Oh no, I had to learn spiritual warfare. I had to learn what my authority was. I had to learn how to stop and be still and know that God is God. I had to do all of that. So I've taken all of that training, all of that studying, all of that information, and really we're working on all of that with the Help Me Army. So if you're ready to get some discipline, some order, to understand spiritual warfare, and yes, you will have to study. Yes, you will have to read. Yes, you will have to decree, declare, speak out loud. I'm doing speaking declarations. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to train you. It's not play stuff. So if you want to go to Disney World, go to Disney World. But if you want to learn spiritual warfare, you might need a mentor. And you might need to join the Help Me Army. Yes. If you just want sparkling juice, do sips and tips. If you want to know how to fight for your marriage using spiritual warfare, you might want to enlist in the Help Me Army. And all that information is on our website. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. All right. Well, I will see you guys on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.